Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all the noise and get you straight to the insights you really need. And today, wow, we're diving deep into a topic that's, well, it's not just buzz anymore, is it? It's a fundamental shift in how businesses operate. Artificial intelligence.
It really is.
Yeah.
AI is, it's rapidly embedding itself across pretty much every industry. And, you know, for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission here in this deep dive is to get past the headlines. We really want to give you a clear, practical understanding of AI's critical ethical side, its tangible benefits, the real-world hurdles.
Yeah, the challenges.
Exactly, the challenges in business transformation, and importantly, how leading organizations are actually successfully weaving it into their operations right now.
So think of this as your shortcut.
Basically, yeah. Your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed about how AI is reshaping, well, the whole modern economy.
And to do that, we've pulled together a really, I think, robust set of sources.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking fresh insights from Harvard Business School, cutting-edge industry research, you know, BWC, IBM, practical guides from places like Innovate UK, Blue Llama.
Right.
And a whole load of concrete case studies, companies, you know, Coca-Cola, JP Morgan Chase, IKEA, lots to cover.
Definitely. So maybe let's start at the core. What's truly revolutionary about today's AI? It isn't just that machines are doing tasks humans used to do, you know, visual perception, speech recognition, making decisions.
Right, the automation aspect.
Yes, but it's more. It's their incredible capacity to learn and adapt from these huge dynamic data sets, driving insights, making decisions way beyond what humans could analyze alone.
And generative AI gets all the press.
It does, and it's super powerful, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's really just one piece, one subset of this much bigger AI field.
Okay, so it's easy to hear the hype, but what about the actual numbers? Who's really using AI right now, putting it into their operations?
That's a great question, and the adoption rates are, frankly, quite striking. Something like 73% of U.S. companies have already integrated AI in some way.
73%. Wow.
Yeah. And globally, the IBM Global AI Adoption Index shows about 35% of companies actively using AI, with another 42% seriously looking into it.
Okay.
And here in the UK, we're actually a pretty big player. Third, globally, behind the US and China, AI is contributing something like $3.7 billion to our economy.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's real impact.
That is real impact. And when we think about that impact, okay, the immediate value, saving time, boosting productivity, cutting waste, that seems clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if we connect that to the bigger picture, what's the maybe the less obvious transformative potential here?
Well, beyond those efficiencies, which are important, the real unlock potential is AI's ability to find patterns, connections we just never spot manually.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to breakthroughs, not just, you know, doing things faster.
So real innovation.
Exactly. It's revolutionizing businesses by streamlining processes, yes,
yeah,
but also driving totally new kinds of innovation, enhancing customer experience in ways we couldn't before, improving decision-making with real data-driven precision, and even, like, radically improving risk management.
Okay.
Think about this. Goldman Sachs projects AI could automate maybe a quarter of all work tasks. That could potentially boost U.S. productivity by 9%, GDP by over 6% in a decade.
That's a monumental shift.
It is. It means AI isn't just cutting waste. It's actually redefining business models.
Hearing numbers like that, it's easy to get maybe a bit overwhelmed by the scale. But what about the common perceptions or maybe misconceptions people have about AI? What myths should we clear up right away for you, the listener?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's tackle some of those assumptions that might be holding businesses back. A big one is the idea that AI is just for big business.
Right. You need a huge budget, massive IT team.
That's the myth. But the reality is AI tech is getting way more accessible for companies of all sizes, SMEs too. There's this growing ecosystem of affordable, you know, low complexity tools out there now. It's not just an enterprise game anymore.
Okay, that leads perfectly into the cost thing then. People assume it's prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, another myth that kind of falls apart when you look closer. I mean, sure, cutting edge bespoke AI can be pricey, but lots of cloud-based AI services now work on a like pay-as-you-go model, which makes really advanced capabilities accessible even for smaller budgets. And often the ROI, the return on investment through cost savings and efficiency, it can be really significant pretty quickly.
Okay. Another one I hear a lot is, oh, AI is just too complex for me, for my team. Is that still true?
Well, yes and no. The tech underneath is complex. I mean, let's be honest. Some of it's rocket science.
Right.
But using AI doesn't necessarily demand deep technical expertise anymore. Many AI applications have really user-friendly interfaces now, accessible to non-experts.
Like those low-code platforms?
Exactly. We're seeing this huge rise in low-code, even no-code platforms.
Mm.
Stack AI, BotPress, things like that, letting you build pretty sophisticated business apps without writing, you know, a single line of code.
Okay, but this brings up accuracy. We hear so much about AI hallucinations. Is AI actually accurate?
Right. The idea that AI isn't accurate is, well, it's becoming less true. Accuracy really depends on things like the quality of your data, the specific models you're using, the context.
The use case.
The use case, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, AI can sometimes hallucinate, basically make a plausible sounding but wrong information.
Yeah.
That often comes from biases in the training data or limitations or just asking it things it doesn't really know. But the tech is constantly improving. Like ChatGPT-4 scored 40% higher on factual stuff than ChatGPT-3.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It is. The key, though, always, is remembering AI systems are tools. Powerful tools, yes, but not, you know, infallible oracles. Mm-hmm. Human oversight is still absolutely crucial.
Okay. And one final myth. The idea that the workforce is resistant to AI. We hear about job losses, fear. What's the actual feeling on the ground?
It's definitely nuanced. I mean, concerns about job displacement are valid. The World Economic Forum talks about 85 million jobs potentially displaced by 2025. But crucially, they also predict 97 million new jobs emerging.
Ah, so a net gain.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And employee attitudes are shifting. Almost 40% of UK employees are actually optimistic about AI. They see it as a way to ditch the repetitive, boring tasks.
Which nobody likes doing anyway.
Right. Which can seriously boost job satisfaction, free people up for more creative, strategic work. Plus, you know, those human leadership skills, intuition, charisma, building relationships. AI just can't replicate those. Makes those roles even more vital.
That really highlights the need for ethics right from the start. You mentioned Professor Marco Iancidi from Harvard Business School stressing that ethical thinking has to be fundamental for leaders now.
Absolutely. It has to be part of the leadership philosophy.
So when we drill down, what are the biggest ethical traps companies need to sidestep? Let's unpack the main ones.
Okay. First, let's talk about digital amplification. This is where AI can massively boost the reach and influence of digital content. It can prioritize certain information, maybe shape public opinion, amplify some voices over others.
Which raises obvious concerns about fairness, transparency, misinformation.
Exactly. It's a really powerful lever.
So how can organizations manage that responsibly?
Well, Professor Iancidi points to examples like Wikipedia. Their communities kind of self-police. They counteract bias over time. Editors become less biased as they react to community feedback.
Interesting. So in a business.
It suggests solutions like encouraging diverse participation in collecting data and making decisions for AI systems, fostering open discussion, having regular reviews to ensure transparency and accountability.
Okay. Next up, algorithmic bias. This is where AI makes systematically discriminatory decisions because the data it learned from was biased.
Precisely. Like imagine an AI hiring tool trained on historical hiring data that, you know, reflected past societal biases. It might unintentionally favor male candidates over female ones or certain ethnicities just based on patterns in the biased data, not merit.
Right. That's a huge problem.
It is. So to tackle this, organizations have to build AI on diverse representative data sets. They need to regularly audit and test for biased outcomes and, crucially, involve diverse teams in actually developing and reviewing these systems. It has to be proactive.
Okay. Cybersecurity. Obviously massive. AI systems handle tons of sensitive data. They're prime targets. We're hearing a lot of recent attacks involve AI being used by the attackers.
Yeah, it's a worrying stat. Something like 85% of cybersecurity leaders blame recent attacks on bad actors using AI. So robust cybersecurity isn't optional anymore. It's absolutely essential.
Which means?
Things like regular software updates, multi-factor authentication, really training employees well to spot threats like phishing, and minimizing the amount of data you store to reduce the attack surface. Interestingly, AI itself can actually help here, too, by automating threat detection.
Okay. And closely linked to that is privacy, especially around employee data, collection, storage, use.
Indeed. As Professor Iancidi points out, privacy and cybersecurity are increasingly linked. Risks often come from, say, rogue agents getting into company networks illegally.
So the solutions overlap.
Pretty much.
Right.
Transparent data policies tell people what you're collecting and why. Strong cybersecurity, obviously. And regular reviews of your data practices to ensure you're compliant and maintaining trust.
Right. And finally, let's touch on inclusiveness, the digital divide. Some industries, maybe manufacturing, retail, with lots of repeatable tasks, might struggle to leverage AI and it could fall behind. How do we make this transformation fair?
That's a critical point.
Yeah.
Those are often jobs that AI can significantly augment or, you know, even automate.
So what's the counter?
Organizations need to be proactive. Foster diverse, inclusive environments. Invest seriously in training and reskilling for people in roles likely to be affected. Actively address these gaps to create a more equitable, adaptable workforce. It's really about empowering people, not just automating tasks away.
Okay, so we have these ethical guardrails. The big question then becomes, how do organizations actually get AI working? Because despite all the potential, we know adoption isn't always smooth. What are the big hurdles companies actually hit?
That's spot on. Yeah, despite the hype, only about a quarter, 26% of organizations feel they're really seasoned at AI adoption. A major challenge is definitely data security and preventing failures. Non-compliance, data leaks if a tool gets hacked, data poisoning where attackers deliberately skew the training data.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and prompt injection attacks. These are all serious evolving threats.
And the solutions for that?
Yeah. It involves careful strategic integration. Choosing the right tool, yes, but also things like advanced data encryption, strong network security, transparent reporting on security incidents, centralized identity management. And again, AI itself can be an ally here, helping with threat identification and predictive security.
Another big one must be keeping up with AI regulations. They seem to change constantly, globally.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly tough because these international frameworks, G7 Hiroshima process, NIST AI risk management framework, they're always evolving.
Right.
This creates compliance headaches that directly tie back to ethical concerns, AI bias, copyright issues with generated content, lack of transparency, making it hard to spot those hallucinations or errors.
So what's the advice there?
You really need guidance from technical AI experts who understand the latest regulations and responsible AI principles. And you need diverse teams working together to set up governance that can adapt.
Okay. Getting reliable results from AI, is it just garbage in, garbage out?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that saying, AI is only as good as the data you have, really rings true. Bad data leads directly to lost revenue, flawed decisions.
Mm.
And like we said, AI isn't perfect. Human oversight, validation essential for reliable outcomes. The solutions, things like new IT governance structures, serious data cleaning, which helps way beyond just AI learning how to write effective prompts for your AI, and building scalable data lake architectures to pool good quality, accessible data.
Okay. And one final challenge. Sometimes businesses buy off-the-shelf AI tools, but then find they're limited later on.
Yes, that's common. Relying only on ready-made tools can lead to, like, tech overwhelm, missing opportunities specific to your unique needs, maybe future compatibility problems.
So customization is often there.
It often raises that question, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In many cases, custom AI development, even with potentially higher upfront costs, can be the better long-term strategy. It gives you better explainability, knowing why the AI decided something, higher usability for your non-tech teams, processes tailored exactly to your needs, and security designed for your specific context, not just a generic fit.
Okay, let's bring this alive now. Mm. Can we talk through some compelling examples? Show AI's impact in different sectors.
Absolutely. Let's take customer service. KLM's Bluebot chatbot. It's not just answering simple questions. It handles something like 60% of all customer queries.
60%?
Yeah. Freeing up human agents for the really complex stuff, cutting wait times, boosting customer satisfaction. It's huge.
Or sales and marketing. Coca-Cola uses an AI platform, Albert.
Right, Albert. It does more than just analyze data. It actively optimizes their digital ad campaigns in real time, constantly tweaking, targeting, messaging, delivering a really significant ROI boost.
Okay. And supply chains. I think UPS has something.
Yes. Orion. Fantastic example. It doesn't just plan delivery routes once. It optimizes them continuously in real time based on live traffic, weather, saving them millions of miles and fuel costs every year. It's dynamic.
Even complex areas like finance. JPMorgan Chase has Coin.
Mm-hmm. Coyan. It's an AI virtual assistant automating back office stuff. It's not just about speed, though it is fast processing millions of financial documents. It's also about accuracy, improving efficiency and compliance significantly.
And healthcare must be a big one. IBM Watson.
Yes, IBM Watson for oncology. It analyzes patient data against vast medical libraries to suggest personalized cancer treatment options, dramatically improves accuracy and speed for doctors, offering insights that might take a human expert much, much longer to piece together.
So given this incredible spread and transformation, how do organizations actually prepare their people for this AI future? What's needed in terms of AI literacy and upskilling?
The need is just undeniable. Look at the stats. Over 40% of all U.S. work activity could potentially be augmented by generative AI. And almost 60% of employees expect their job skills will need to change significantly because of AI in the next 5 years.
60%?
Yeah. It's not just about knowing about AI anymore. It's about knowing how to work with it.
Yet despite that clear need, there are big training gaps, aren't there?
Yes, definitely. Less than half of companies in the U.S. and U.K. are actually training workers on AI tools right now, even though, get this, 61% of U.K. desk workers want Gen AI training.
That's a huge disconnect. Why?
Well, companies cite challenges like, you know, the sheer speed of tech change and needing to train on other critical things at the same time, like cybersecurity. Resources are stretched.
So how are the leading companies tackling this?
Some are really stepping up. IKEA, for instance, plans to give AI literacy training to 40,000 employees worldwide. JPMorgan Chase is integrating prompt engineering training, how to talk to AI effectively, for all new hires. That's proactive. MasterCard offers detailed video training on responsible AI principles, fairness, transparency, and embedding ethics right into the learning.
And it seems like effective upskilling needs to go beyond just basic literacy, right? It's about real competence.
Absolutely. It involves hands-on experimentation like USAA running hackathons where employees actually build things with AI. And specialized instruction, WPP, has future readiness academies. Some places offer executive postgraduate diplomas in AI. It's a commitment to deep, applied learning.
And if companies need help from outside, are there resources available?
Definitely. Loads of external resources are popping up. Online courses like Oxford Training Center's AI Literacy for Non-Tech Professionals, offerings from the big tech providers, learning platforms like LinkedIn Learning. The paths to upskill are definitely getting more diverse and accessible.
Okay, so with all this investment, all this transformation, how do you actually measure success? What's the real ROI of AI?
Yeah, it's crucial to remember that AI, generative AI, automation, orchestration, they're all kind of linked together for maximizing business potential and that return on investment.
Right.
A Forrester consulting study, for example, commissioned by SS&C Blue Prism, estimated something like a 330% ROI over 3 years from intelligent automation, with payback in under 6 months, and projecting $50.5 million in business growth.
330% ROI, that's staggering.
It is. It shows the potential when done right.
And when calculating ROI, it's important to look at both the hard number cost savings, reduced manual work, and the software benefits too, right?
Exactly. The hard ROI is the tangible stuff. But the soft ROI, improved customer satisfaction, fewer errors, better employee experience, higher retention, that's incredibly valuable too, both feed into the overall value proposition.
Okay, so practically, how do you calculate AI ROI? Is there a process?
There is, yeah. It's a pretty clear, actionable 8-step process, basically. First, define your AI goals. Pinpoint key areas for automation or AI expansion. Set clear KPIs, key performance indicators like conversion rates or time saved on decisions.
Okay, step one, goals and KPIs.
Step two, establish your baseline. Gather your current performance data for those KPIs. That's your starting point, your benchmark.
Got it. Baseline established.
Third, set new goals. Look at competitors, industry standards. Set ambitious but measurable targets for what you want AI to achieve. Fourth, estimate total costs. Calculate the total cost of ownership, TCO. That's initial investment, licenses, hardware integration, plus ongoing costs like cloud fees, support, maybe new hires.
Right, the full picture on cost.
Fifth, set a time frame. Decide on a specific period for the AI to run, learn, adapt, improve before you measure the ROI. Give it time to work. Sixth, track data. Continuously collect and analyze how the AI is performing against those KPIs you set, in real time if possible.
Okay, measure constantly.
Seventh, calculate your ROI. For hard ROI, use the monetary figures, cost savings, revenue increases. For soft ROI, gather feedback, measure error reduction rates, calculate time saved. And finally, eighth, continuously evaluate. Don't just measure once. Regularly reassess AI performance against your goals and ROI. Adjust your strategy as needed to maximize the impact.
8 steps. Clear.
And we're seeing really tangible results from this kind of structured approach already. Abanca, a Spanish bank, dramatically cut customer response times by combining AI with GPT-4. Their digital workers handle hundreds of thousands of emails super fast.
Oh.
And SS&C Technologies, they process credit agreements 95% faster using their own large language model, a manual task that took hours, down to 6 minutes. That's real quantifiable impact.
It really is. Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive today. We've uncovered so many layers of AI's impact. If there's one core takeaway for our listener, what would you say it is?
I think the core message is this. AI is undoubtedly a powerful, transformative force for business. But its success doesn't just hinge on the technology itself. It's really about careful, ethical implementation, having a strategic understanding of its true potential, and crucially, a deep commitment to ongoing learning and adaptation for both the organization and the individuals within it. It really comes down to strategy, people, and data working together.
Exactly. It's not just about what AI can do, but how we thoughtfully, intentionally weave it into the fabric of our work. So, considering everything we've unpacked today, here's a thought for you to take away. What small, repetitive task in your own work, or maybe in your business, could be the perfect first test-the-waters use case for AI? That first step to begin your own journey toward a, well, a more efficient and impactful future.